Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, the Los Angeles police chief says he will prosecute abortion rights rioters who got violent over the weekend. We'll show you some of the footage of just how out of control those protests got. Another bombshell Supreme Court ruling this week that will infuriate more of the same liberals who are still stewing over last week's decision upholding the right to keep and bear arms and overturning the 50-year-old Roe v. Wade abortion case. This latest decision will affect every public school in America. We'll check in with one of America's top historians for his take on the court's landmark decision and how the left is reacting. We also have a full list of corporate America that is backing the abortion radicals, and we'll name names. So stay tuned as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brennan House. An abortion activist from California was arrested and charged with attempted murder for his actions during a violent pro-abortion protest in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Since the Dobbs decision came down last Friday, radical abortion militants have engaged in violence and terror across the nation, burning pregnancy centers, vandalizing a Fox News studio in New York, and terrorizing state legislators at a state capitol, that would be in Arizona. During the protest in Los Angeles, members of the crowd began, quote, throwing fireworks and other makeshift weapons, end quote, at the officers, as Breitbart News reports. Michael Orez, 30, and Juliana Barando, 23, were among those arrested during a clash with police officers in downtown Los Angeles. That's according to Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore. The LAPD said in a statement, quote, the vast majority of those involved were peaceful and law-abiding. However, a much smaller group of individuals took to the streets with the intention of creating chaos and destruction, end quote. Ortez is accused of throwing a makeshift flamethrower at an officer who had to be treated for burns. He was charged with the attempted murder of a police officer, according to KTLA. At some point during the night, Brando allegedly attempted to take an officer's baton and was subsequently taken into custody, so reports the New York Post. She faces possible charges for resisting arrest. LAPD Chief Michael Moore said in a news release, quote, I condemn the violence against officers that occurred last night and into today. Individuals participating in such criminal activity are not exercising their First Amendment rights in protest of the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Rather, they are acting as criminals The department will vigorously pursue prosecution of these individuals, end quote. Can a coach or a player recite a private prayer on school property before or after a high school football game? School systems across America have in recent years said, no, you cannot do this. It violates the separation of church and state. Your prayer time, even if observed by something as simple as the bowing of one's head, does not extend to public school property. But in another landmark case on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor of a high school football coach who was fired for silently praying on the field after games. The Supreme Court ruled that Bremerton School District in Bremerton, Washington, violated the Constitution's free speech and the free exercise clauses when it fired Coach Joe Kennedy for violating school district policy against praying at football games. Coach Kennedy made a promise to God in 2008 that he would pray and give thanks after each game that he coached, regardless of the outcome. Coach Kennedy would simply drop to one knee and pray for 15 to 30 seconds on the 50-yard line at the end of each game to, quote, offer a silent or quiet prayer of thanksgiving for player safety, sportsmanship, and spirited competition, end quote. Both Liberty Counsel and the Rutherford Institute filed legal briefs on Coach Kennedy's behalf. Initially, Kennedy prayed quietly while standing alone at midfield. After several games, some students took notice and joined him. If students gathered, Kennedy began offering short, motivational speeches to players, ending with a brief prayer. Sometimes, no players gathered, and he prayed alone. He did this for 7 years without any complaints by school officials. Then, in 2015, the school district ordered Kennedy to stop, stating that his practice violated the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution. When he refused, the district canned him. The Supreme Court's majority opinion, penned by Justice Gorsuch, stated, quote, it is clear that Kennedy's speech was private rather than government speech, end quote. Joining Gorsuch in the majority were Justices Roberts, Thomas, Alito, Barrett, and Kavanaugh. Justice Sotomayor filed a dissenting opinion, joined by fellow liberals Breyer and Kagan. The High Court holds that both the free exercise and free speech clauses protect Kennedy's right to pray at midfield following high school football games. The fear of offending the Constitution's Establishment Clause does not, Justice Gorsuch wrote, require the government to, quote, single out private religious speech for special disfavor. The Constitution and the best of our traditions counsel mutual respect and tolerance, not censorship and suppression for religious and non-religious views alike, end quote. Well, even CNN is reporting it now. Dozens of companies are virtue signaling to the far-left abortion lobby by announcing they will pay for their employees' travel expenses to get abortions if they live in a red state where abortions are now banned. Nearly 20 states already have laws in place that will make all or nearly all abortions illegal within their jurisdiction. Leading the way is Walt Disney Company. The irony is hard to miss. Kid-friendly Disney rushes to pledge its financial reimbursement for employees seeking to terminate their unborn kids. You would think this is not a good marketing strategy if you want more customers, i.e. kids. Disney was among the first iconic American corporate brands to speak out after the landmark abortion case from 1973 was struck down last Friday, vowing in an internal memo that they would reimburse employees who have to travel out of state to get an abortion, or as the corporate world likes to call it, quote, reproductive health care, end quote. Jose Castillo, who works in resort management in Orlando and is also a GOP Florida congressional candidate, told the New York Post, quote, Disney knew full well that this memo would be leaked and make national news. they sent it anyway, because Disney wants to make a political statement and attempt, once more, to influence our country's political process. This is yet another attempt by Disney to take a political stance that will inevitably alienate potential customers, end quote. Castelio added that, quote, as we have seen in recent months, Disney's political activism has hurt the company financially, and it is my belief that the board of directors is violating its fiduciary duty to shareholders by continuing to comment on divisive political matters, end quote. Disney was not alone in trying to exploit the overturning of Roe v. Wade. According to CNN, other corporate juggernauts jumping in and trying to impress the abortion industry by putting out similar memos include the following: Facebook, American Express, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Apple, Starbucks, Uber, and Lyft, JP Morgan Chase, Levi Strauss, Microsoft, Netflix, the dating sites Match and Bumble, Comcast, NBC Universal, Yelp, Warner Brothers, Condé Nast, Nike, Dick's Sporting Goods, Kroger, American Airlines, Hewlett Packard, Zillow, and Accenture. Among the major corporations that have so far chosen to remain silent on the whole Roe decision include McDonald's, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, General Motors, Tyson, and Marriott. Arkansas-based Walmart also has resisted any urge to comment. Political commentator Michelle Malkin summarized in a post to her Telegram channel Sunday that there may be more to these corporate decisions than just trying to virtue signal to the left. Malkin wrote, quote, abortions are cheaper than maternity leave. That's why these companies are doing this, end quote. In other news, a street preacher found himself in a hailstorm of hate during pro-abortion protests in Seattle last Friday. Multiple social media posts showed the man lying on the pavement and his Bibles torn to shreds by Antifa. Black-clad gangs of Antifa thugs targeted the preacher as violence erupted in the aftermath of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Video footage shared by journalist Jonathan Cho showed the preacher hanging on to a piece of construction equipment as assailants carried him off and dumped him in the street. Watch the video.
That's going to be great.
Somebody needs to call 911.
So I hear you. Is there a way I can help you?
I come to Seattle a lot.
Can you tell me what did those Black Bloc Antifa folks do to you?
Just don't do a lot. Give them the jump on that. Let's get you out of here.
We are getting there. That area threw me on the ground.
They threw you on the ground?
That's
what
my Bible.
Do they do?
That's all that's left. That's my Bible.
But I think, videotape.
They did that to your Bible?
Here's another angle that shows the Antifa terrorist dumping the preacher on the pavement. Watch this one. Cho called it a, quote, full-blown assault on Christianity, personal faith, and freedom of speech, end quote. And I predicted on my radio show and television show, Brandon House Live, that we are now living clearly in a post-Christian America, and Christian persecution will greatly increase, as well as will attacks on Jews with the rise of anti-Semitism. Anyone holding to the Judeo-Christian worldview, it will be open season on them. You just watch and see if I'm not right. One of America's largest chicken producers will be shutting down one of its plants in Campbell County, Tennessee. Georgia's Incorporated announced it would be closing its Kerryville food processing plant. WVLT-TV reported this. The move could throw approximately 200 of the company's employees out of work during a time of record high inflation and soaring gas prices, according to the news station. Campbell County Mayor E.L. Morton told WLVT-TV that he was working to ensure the plant would remain open so the closure would not hurt employees and their livelihoods. He told the TV station, quote, "I have contacted the Tennessee Economic and Community Development staff to request assistance in keeping the plant open or facilitating a sale to another operator. I have requested Governor Lee's assistance as well. My primary concern is for the welfare of the dedicated workers who have been the backbone of this operation. Our prayers go out to them, as well as our very best efforts to keep them employed in Campbell County," end quote. Georgia's had purchased the plant from Oklahoma City-based Lopez Foods in 2017, according to Talk Business. Before the sale, the plant had employed 285 employees. It produced fully cooked pork, beef, and turkey products that were then delivered to the retail food service vendors and convenience stores until Georgia's took over, according to Talk Business. The Kerryville plant's closure comes as food prices have been skyrocketing due to Biden's inflationary economy. We'll be right back after this break.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
Welcome back. The Biden regime reportedly held a secret meeting in March with top military officials from Israel and Arab countries to discuss how to counter Iran's growing threat to the region. That's according to a June 26 report by the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. brought together military officers from Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, who convened in Egypt to explore how the countries can defend against Iran's growing missile and drone capabilities, so says the report. General Frank McKenzie represented the U.S. in the talks, which marked the first time high-ranking Israeli and Arab officials had met to discuss military cooperation against a common threat. The leaders reportedly agreed on a system for rapid notification when aerial threats are detected. The agreements are not binding. The report said that although Israel and its neighbors are in the early stages of discussing military cooperation, the meetings remain diplomatically sensitive. The next step involves securing political support from Mideast leaders on the notification procedures, so reports CBN News, which added that several years ago, such a meeting would have been unthinkable. But the Abraham Accords, brokered by the administration of President Donald Trump, saw Israel make peace with several of its Arab neighbors. And this has paved the way for further cooperation. That's according to CBN News. What's interesting is that while this is all going on, the Biden regime is continuing to negotiate with Iran and pretty much give them everything they want, including maybe even taking the Islamic Revolutionary Guard off the international terrorist watch list. Apparently, the Biden regime as is confused as the old man Joe is himself. An Islamic immigrant opened fire in Oslo, Norway's nightclub district on Saturday, killing two people and leaving at least 10 seriously wounded in what police are investigating as a terrorist attack. The attack took place during the Norwegian capital's annual Gay Pride Festival. The Norwegian Security Service, PST, raised its terror alert to the highest level after the mass shooting. According to PST Chief Roger Berg, he called the shootings, quote, an extreme Islamist terrorist act, end quote. He said the gunman, who was arrested shortly after the shootings, had a, quote, long history of violence and threats, end quote. Investigators said the suspect, identified as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from, wait for it, Iran, was arrested after opening fire at three locations in downtown Oslo. Organizers of Oslo Pride canceled a parade that was set for Saturday as the high point of a week-long festival. One of the shootings happened outside the London Pub, a bar popular with the city's LGBTQ community, reportedly just hours before the parade was set to begin. Police said the suspect was being held on suspicion of murder, attempted murder, and terrorism, based on the number of people targeted at multiple establishments. The shootings happened around 1 a.m. local time, sending panicked revelers fleeing into the streets or trying to hide from the gunmen. Democrats are protesting and rioting all over the country as the U.S. Supreme Court, on the strength of three Donald Trump-appointed justices, have brought constitutional sanity back to America. Just in the last week, they have decided in favor of the Constitution by upholding the Second Amendment, the right to life, and now the right to pray in public. But we should not be surprised at the left's outrage. And frankly, it's demonic. It's demonic response to the high court's decisions. In an exclusive interview I conducted with historian William Federer, he points out the unsavory history of the Democrat Party that is no longer taught in our schools. You want to know the truth about the Democrat Party? Then watch this. So tell me your thoughts on this historic day in relation to, well, we had Diamond and Silk on earlier. We were talking about, the Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood founder, her racism. And we were talking about what this has done to not only all Americans, but what it's done to Black Americans, really from a Charles Darwin, Margaret Sanger, eugenics, Nazi, white supremacy worldview. And yet Margaret Sanger including white supremacy right in her literature, and yet there's Hillary Clinton getting the Margaret Sanger Award. Speak to all this historically, will you?
Yeah, well, you know, the Democrat Party had slavery in the South. They passed Jim Crow laws, making it a crime to teach blacks to read. Those were actually on the books. They made it a crime in North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama for a black person to own a weapon. They were passed where it says any Negro, mulatto, person of color, freedman that is found with a Bowie knife, a dirk, a gun, or ammunition, that any person can take the weapon away from him, bring him to the constable, who will whip him no more than 39 lashes on his or her back, and then return them to their master. And so when you see pictures of Harriet Tubman with a gun leading the slaves to freedom, it was illegal for her to have a gun. But these were Democrats that had these black codes and KKK laws, and it continued. So Senator Robert Byrd was the longest ever U.S. senator. He was a Democrat. He was the Senate Minority Leader, or Senate Majority Leader, Senator Robert Byrd. And he said you had to be in the Klan to advance in the Democrat Party. And so Hillary Clinton called Senator Robert Byrd her mentor.
Yep, that's right.
And then even Obama praised Senator Robert Byrd. And so here's a KKK member. And so the KKK were an early version of Antifa BLM. They would be the ones that would be doing what we're seeing happening tonight, the violence. And there's a great quote from Condoleezza Rice, who was on The View in 2018. And she talked about how she was against gun laws, like gun registration. She says that the Democrat commissioner in Birmingham, Alabama, was Bull Connor. And he had the white knights that would ride through their black neighborhood and terrorize the blacks. And Condoleezza Rice says, my father and the other men would go to the head of our neighborhood. It was a cul-de-sac, and they would fire their guns in the air, and the white knights would turn around and leave. And she says, I don't think they ever hit anybody, but they kept our neighborhood safe. She says, that's why, she said, if there were gun registration, Bull Connor would go to those houses and collect the guns. And she said, that's why I'm against some things like gun registration.
Excellent insights there on a forgotten part of our U.S. history. And so thank you, Bill Federer. Moving to overseas news, dozens of Russian soldiers have been killed in Ukraine's first ever strike on one of Vladimir Putin's command posts using U.S. long-range missile artillery. That's according to a report in the Daily Mail. At least 40 Russian soldiers reportedly died after Ukrainian troops used an American HIMARS system. That's an acronym for HIMARS system, to blow up a base in the Donbas region over the last weekend. Footage, which emerged on Sunday, showed the aftermath of the attack, including blown out buildings and smoldering supply trucks painted with the Z war symbol. It was also reported by Ukrainian media that the same weapon system killed a Russian colonel, making him the 56th high-level officer to be killed. The 49-year-old Russian commander of an elite paratrooper regiment died in a strike in an unknown location on Friday night. That's according to the Daily Mail, citing local media reports. It's not clear if the reported Russian rocket attack that struck a shopping mall on Monday was in retaliation for the use of the deadly American missile, or if this was unrelated. Either way, this is a significant escalation of the war in Eastern Europe. Finally tonight, in place of our regular commentary, we bring you some sad but also some hopeful news out of Georgia. Dr. Carrie Madej, she's someone that I have interviewed a few times, including in person last August. She is a renowned truth teller on the subject of, well, COVID, pandemic, transhumanism, and the harmful COVID injections. She was in a single-engine Cessna piloted by her boyfriend that crashed Sunday afternoon in rural Georgia. The couple were returning from a speaking engagement near Tampa, Florida, according to reports, and were not far from their home-based airport in Noonan, Georgia, where the plane experienced engine trouble as it entered its descent. The plane was forced to have an emergency landing at Roosevelt Memorial Airport in Warm Springs, Georgia, sadly where it crashed. Madej and the pilot were the only ones in the small private plane, and both survived the crash, but were treated in an ICU at a nearby hospital. Both were told were undergoing surgeries to repair multiple broken bones. According to the Washington Standard, Dr. Madej's boyfriend, the pilot, suffered a broken back and a fractured skull. The good news is that it looks like they are expected to survive, and we pray they will have a full recovery of their physical abilities. Dr. Madej has been on a mission to warn the world that the COVID injections are not vaccinations, but rather a bioweapon that will cause mass deaths, sterilizations, and permanent injuries. We don't know if foul play was involved in this crash, but there's no denying the facts that some very powerful people do not like her message, and they, I'm guessing, pretty much want her to stop spreading it. Tim Brown, author of an article in the Washington Standard, stated, quote, Dr. Madej had just texted me on Thursday to state that she would not be doing public speaking events for several months as the medical board is coming after her full force, end quote. Brown said Madej could be released from ICU as soon as Tuesday, June 28th. Could this be a case of sabotage? The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the crash, but such investigations typically take months and sometimes over a year to complete. A message about the crash posted on June 27th on Madej's website called for prayer, quote, please keep her and her family, along with that of the pilot, in your prayers. We will pass along more information as it becomes available. And indeed, we are praying for our friend, Carrie Madej. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in. We are listener-supported, and you can support us, as I tell you, each and every night in one of three ways, or all three ways. Number one, MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code B66, as that denotes you're watching this broadcast and you want to support this broadcast. And remember, it does take a team of seven of us, 15 man hours a day, to put this together. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, robes, slippers, so much more. MyPillow.com. Remember, we got the historic low MyPillow price of $19.88 that Mike Lindell is now offering since he's been canceled by Walmart. All of this can be found at MyPillow.com. But again, please use that powerful promo code B66. Save up to 66%. And a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast going and in production. You can also go to WVWTVStore.com. WVWTVStore.com. You'll find many resources there, including emergency supplies. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. It has a 25-year shelf life. You'll find 2-week, 4-week, 3-month, 6-month, and 1-year packages, making it very easy for you to prepare for you and your family. WVWTVStore.com. We know you can purchase it elsewhere. Thank you for purchasing it from us, as it is a big part of our general operating budget to keep everybody paid and the program going. WVWTVStore.com. You also find out about our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks with a ton of speakers like Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, and many more. Full details at WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just support us by making a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you again for your support. Until next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us, 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.